The giant student loan company, Sallie Mae, is fighting back against efforts to cut government subsidies. Sallie Mae and other private lenders have been stung by news of fraud and abuse in their industry. That has pushed congressional leaders to consider cutting billions in taxpayer guarantees. Well, now Sallie Mae is warning that if that happens, low-income students and black students will be hurt the most. NPR's Libby Lewis has the story.
Dillard University got 8 feet of water from Hurricane Katrina. The water and muck seeped all through the Civil War-era classrooms in New Orleans. You can imagine how much help this historically black liberal arts school could have used. And it has gotten help from many places. Today, you can hear one of them when you call the campus's financial aid office.
Thank you for calling. This is Sallie Mae answering your call on behalf of Dillard University's financial aid office. Please hold for the next available representative.
This month, Dillard's president, Marvelline Hughes, wrote to her senator to plead with Congress not to cut subsidies to private student lenders. The private sector, she wrote, has been more responsive to Dillard's needs than the government's own direct student loan program. Hughes and other Dillard officials declined to talk with NPR for this story. But their message mirrors a set of talking points created by Sallie Mae lobbyists. Sallie Mae says cuts to private student lenders would mean fewer benefits to historically black schools that need them most. And the talking points say those cuts could mean that fewer black students get loans at all. Sallie Mae spokesman Tom Joyce told NPR the risk for lenders is greater at schools with higher default rates. If federal payments to lenders are cut, he said,
fewer lenders will be willing to make loans at campuses that have a disproportionate number of low or middle class families.
That's a scary thought.
It's just not true.
Republican Congressman Tom Petri says Sallie Mae wants to scare people. Petri is a fiscal conservative. He wants to cut the huge taxpayer subsidies to private lenders.
They're saying, well, if that happens, we're going to stop lending to historically black college students. That really would not be legal.
It would be an act of racial discrimination under the Higher Education Act. Petri says this lobbying campaign is just a sign of how high the stakes are for private student lenders. Using the president's own budget figures, Petri estimates the subsidies to private lenders are costing taxpayers $3 billion a year. He says that's money that could be going to more grants for poor students, more lower-cost loans, rather than company profits. Petri knows that schools like Dillard get some benefits from Sallie Mae, but he says they come at a huge cost to taxpayers. Barmak Nasirian is with the American Association of College Registrars and Admissions Officers. He says this lobbying campaign is targeted at the majority party in Congress.
This is an attempt to peel off as many Democrats as possible to throw sand in the machinery.
The lobbying has resonated with two Democrats at least. Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana wrote the Senate's majority leader and gave exactly the message laid out in the Sallie Mae talking points. Landrieu warned of the possibility of, quote, a very harmful impact on students and historically black colleges and universities in Louisiana. Her colleague in the House, Lincoln Davis of Tennessee, warned of similar harms to lower-income students if private student lenders have to take cuts. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.